Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Robbie Fuller from the ADRC, Jenny Coleman from Remax Golds, Tristan Kottman from the Prairie du Chien Police Department, and Tyler Gazelko from People's Investment Center. And we are talking about the Home Living Expo coming up on St. Ferio Island in Prairie du Chien, Thursday, August 15th from 4 to 7. Jenny, this is your event that you have spearheaded, so we'll let you kind of give some details before we and invite the rest of the folks in to speak with us about what they're contributing to the event.
Sure. So we put together a home living expo. We have a lot of different professionals and experts in their field. Anything to do with, you know, home living, maintenance of your home. You know, we have some interior painters, landscapers, there's banks, insurance. There's just a lot of different folks that are coming together to have an expo down on the island in conjunction with the farmers market.
Yeah, and we, of course, folks have heard about, we went into full length yesterday about the event as a whole, but if folks didn't get to hear PP&T and Community Spotlight yesterday, that's a quick overview. And then, Robbie, you're here from the ADRC, and what is your role in the event?
Sure. We'll have a table down there with a bunch of resource and information in regards to our agency in general, but also be handing out the Senior Farmers Market vouchers, so individuals that qualify that are 60 and older, and meet the income guidelines can get $45 in a voucher to go towards produce at the farmers markets.
Awesome. So yeah, one of the many groups that's down there with different things going on, and Tristan with the K9 Foundation there, your guys' role, what can folks expect with your setup?
Yeah, so we'll have two dogs down there, down on the island, and you can come meet us. We'll also be selling our canine tickets for our big event, October 12th. And we'll be supported here by the food that's being served. We'll be down there for any questions you have. Like I said, it's all community donated. That's how our canines are funded, how we get all our equipment, our training, their food, vet bills, all of that stuff is all funded by the community. So it's huge for, you know, the expo to allow us down there and the food to be donated to us. So, it really helps us down there.
And Tyler, Tristan mentioned food. That's how you got your partnership with People's State Bank. You guys are going to be sponsoring the food stand along with Ben Achenbach State Farm. And the food down there, we were talking about it off air. It sounds delicious. I'm sure it will taste delicious as well.
That's the hope. When Jenny brought this idea up about a month or so ago, I think that there was some discussion, you know, do we have a different stand or maybe some food trucks or some different vendors come in, and have just been looking for opportunities to support the canine unit and the police department myself. And so roped Mr. Ben Achenbach into the picture. He's got a lot of expertise and experience with different rotary events and stuff that he's a part of. And so, yeah, just trying to make it a fun event, and we wanted to do something a little bit different than maybe your traditional, you know, burgers and hot dogs. No offense, I love those myself, but just to have something a little bit different to offer, get people down there. There's going to be live music and then the expo and then the farmers market. So hopefully we'll just have an incredible turnout. We're going to have five different options for people. Brisket elote is our first one. A lot of people haven't necessarily heard of that, but something new, something different, just fantastic. If you haven't tried it, it's worth coming down just for that. Otherwise, we're gonna smoke some briskets up and top that on top of some mac and cheese, having loaded potatoes with brisket and cheese. Another option would be triple cheese brats and orders of cheese curds. So tons of different options that are just all delicious.
All those proceeds going to the canine unit, as well as Tristan had mentioned there. So, Jenny, we just talked to three of the people involved in the event, but a whole lot more involved that we touched on yesterday, and it sounds like it's going to be just a great time, the Home Living Expo.
Yep, there's a couple other people that couldn't be here today that just wanted to mention. The fire department will be on hand. They will have the ladder truck, possibly more. There will be a couple guys down there. Sounds like they're going to have some giveaways, helmets for kids, some other swag from the fire department. So the animal shelter will be on hand, Rivers and Bluffs Animal Shelter, and they will have some pets, adoptable pets down there with applications. They will also have, you know, they're always looking for volunteers and for supplies for the animal shelter, so they will be on hand as well. also to mention from People's State Bank and Ben Achenbach State Farm donating all of the food that is going to be 100% of those proceeds are going to the canine. So 100% of that is going to the canine unit.
Awesome. All right. Well, Robbie, Jenny, Tristan, Tyler, thank you for stopping by. The Home Living Expo coming up Thursday, August 15th down on St. Ferrier Island from 4 to 7 p.m. You'll have a ton of things going on. Tyler mentioned the farmer's market going on down there that day. Live music as well. You got a ton of food and all those proceeds going to the canine unit here in town as well. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.